All right, let's jump right in. We're going to be taking a close look at Lumentum and their pretty amazing recent earnings. We're talking photonics here, folks. This is the company that's really been making a name for itself in tech, and they just finished their first quarter of fiscal year 2025. And, well, the results, they're looking pretty bright. No pun intended, of course.
I see what you did there.
So today we're going to break down why these earnings are so noteworthy, what's driving this growth, and what it all means for the future of tech.
You with me.
Yeah.
It's remarkable how they've managed to not just meet expectations, which is hard enough these days, but actually exceed them in a market that's been, well, let's just say a little unpredictable,
And a little bit of a roller coaster.
to put it mildly.
Exactly. So let's get into the specifics. So what were those headline numbers that got everybody buzzing?
Well, for starters, they brought in a significant chunk of change.
$336.9 million in revenue, to be exact.
Not bad at all. That's up over 9% from the previous quarter.
And a solid 6% year over year.
And on top of that, their non-GAAP earnings per share crushed it at $0.18.
Yeah, but you know what they say? Numbers on a page only tell part of the story. What's the real story behind these impressive figures?
Right, because those numbers are just the tip of the iceberg. We need to understand the why behind the what.
Exactly. So what's the why?
Well, one of the most significant takeaways here is the huge growth spurt happening in Lumentum's cloud and networking segment.
Yeah, their revenue there just skyrocketed, up 11% compared to the last quarter.
And even more impressive is the 23% jump year over year,
bringing them to a total of $282.3 million in that segment alone.
That's not just growth. That's a full-on surge. It's a tidal wave.
It really is. And it makes you wonder, are they just riding the wave of the AI boom, or are they actually helping to shape it?
It's a bit of both, actually. They're strategically positioning themselves to be key players.
Right. During the earnings call, their CEO, Alan Lowe, said, and I quote, "This is driven in part by strong in-market demand from cloud hyperscale customers as they invest within and outside of AI data centers."
So yeah, they're definitely benefiting from the increasing demand for AI, but they're also being very proactive in making sure they stay ahead of the curve.
I like that. They're not just supplying the parts. They're really anticipating what those hyperscale giants are going to need next.
Exactly. It's like they're saying, hey, we see where things are heading, and we're going to make sure you have the tools to get there.
It's almost like they're partners in innovation.
That's a great way to put it. Because think about it. These hyperscalers are like the masterminds behind our digital world.
Building those huge data centers that power everything we do online.
And Lumentum is right there with them, providing those crucial high-speed data transfer components that make it all possible.
So they're not just riding the wave, they're building the surfboard.
Exactly. And speaking of building, there's something else we should mention. Remember those record-breaking Datacom laser chip orders they announced? Particularly for their 200G EML chips?
Oh, yeah. Those are some serious numbers. And a clear sign of where this growth is coming from.
And the thing is, the EML technology itself is fascinating. These chips are specifically designed to handle the insane amount of data generated by AI and other data-intensive applications.
So basically, they're providing the speed that AI needs to thrive.
Precisely. So yeah, those record orders are a very strong indicator that Lumentum is playing a vital role in the AI revolution.
So we've got the technology, we've got the demand, and we've got the revenue. But here's what really caught my attention. They also managed to snag a new hyperscale transceiver customer.
Oh, yeah. That's a big deal. Those companies don't just choose any supplier. They go through an intense vetting process.
So it's not just about having a good product. You also have to prove that you can deliver consistently and at scale.
Exactly. And Lumentum has clearly shown that they're up to the task. Which brings us to their strategy for diversification.
Right. Because they're not just relying on one or two big customers. They're building a diverse and robust customer base.
Which is a smart move for long-term growth and stability.
Exactly. And speaking of strategy, during the earnings call, Alan Lowe outlined their three-pronged approach for continued growth in the cloud and AI space.
Yeah. This is where it gets really interesting, I think, for anyone who wants to understand not just Lumentum, but also the future of this whole sector.
Right. Well, let's break it down then. What's prong number one?
So the first prong is all about expanding opportunities by keeping pace with their customers as they move to higher speeds.
So it's not just about providing individual components anymore. It's about offering complete transceiver modules.
Right, exactly. They're aiming to capture more of the value chain.
So instead of just selling the ingredients, they're offering the whole meal deal.
I like that analogy. It's a smart move that allows them to provide more comprehensive solutions and really cement their position as a go-to partner for these big hyperscale companies.
Okay. Prong number two is all about something we've all become acutely aware of in recent years: supply chain security.
Yeah, and Lumentum is taking this very seriously. They're actively scaling up their production capacity outside of China.
And in today's geopolitical climate, that's a really big deal.
It's absolutely critical because remember, Lumentum is a US-headquartered company.
So by having manufacturing outside of China, they're offering a less risky option for customers who are understandably concerned about trade tensions and potential tariffs.
Right. It's about managing risk and ensuring a stable and reliable supply chain.
And they're not just talking about it. They're actually taking concrete steps.
Yeah.
They're expanding their manufacturing in Thailand specifically for those datacom transceivers.
Exactly. So it's not just a PR stunt. They're putting their money where their mouth is.
And that investment is directly tied to some pretty ambitious revenue targets. They're aiming to hit a quarterly revenue run rate of $500 million by the end of 2025.
With continued growth projected for 2026 and 2027. So they're not messing around.
Those are some bold goals,
Yeah.
but they do seem to have a few tricks up their sleeve.
They do. One of the most exciting developments is their optical switching technology.
Yeah, it sounds like something straight out of science fiction.
It kind of is, but it's also a potential game changer for data centers.
How so?
Well, as data centers keep getting bigger and more power hungry, optical switching is emerging as a key solution to those ever-increasing bandwidth and energy efficiency challenges.
So it's like a super efficient traffic control system, but for data.
Exactly. And it's a pretty critical development because remember, we talked about all that data generated by AI.
Right. So this technology helps to manage all that data flow efficiently.
Precisely. And while this tech is still relatively new, Lumentum is at the forefront of its development.
So they're not just keeping up with the innovation curve, they're actively pushing it forward.
They are, and they're also doing a great job of managing risk in a very volatile environment. Remember that second part of their strategy about scaling production outside of China?
Right, that's not just about supply chain resilience, it's also about navigating those geopolitical uncertainties.
Exactly. They're diversifying their manufacturing footprint to minimize their exposure to potential disruptions.
So it sounds like they're striking a good balance between being ambitious and being pragmatic.
I think so. They're setting aggressive growth targets, but also taking calculated steps to mitigate risk and ensure long-term stability.
Smart. And it seems to be resonating well with both investors and customers.
Absolutely.
So if they do manage to hit those ambitious revenue goals, what does that say about the broader AI hardware market? Is Lumentum's success just a reflection of a rising tide, or are they actually exceeding the market's growth?
That's a great question, and one that we'll explore in more detail after a quick break.
Sounds good. Stay with us.
It's a bit of both, actually. The AI hardware market is definitely booming right now, but Lumentum seems to be doing more than just riding that wave.
So they're outpacing the market growth. That's impressive.
Yeah, I think so. Their success really highlights their strategic vision, you know, the way they're approaching things.
And let's not forget their technological edge. They're not afraid to push boundaries.
Right, and their operational excellence, too. They're really firing on all cylinders.
Okay, so before the break, we were talking about how Lumentum stacks up against the competition. It's a pretty crowded space, right? What sets them apart from the other players in the photonics market?
It is a competitive market for sure, but one of Lumentum's key advantages is their vertical integration.
Wait, remind me what vertical integration means again?
Basically, it means they control more of the production process from start to finish, from designing the components to actually manufacturing them.
So they're not as reliant on outside suppliers.
Exactly,
Okay.
which is huge in today's world,
Yeah.
especially with all the supply chain disruptions we've been seeing.
Right, because if one of your suppliers has a problem, it can really throw a wrench in your whole operation.
Exactly. But Lumentum has a lot more control over their supply chain because they're doing so much in-house.
That's got to be a huge advantage in terms of reliability and consistency.
It is. And it also allows them to optimize every step of the process to make sure they're getting the best possible performance and cost efficiency.
So they're not just building a better product, they're also building it smarter.
Right. And that gives them a real competitive edge in a market where every penny counts.
Okay, so vertical integration is one of their secret weapons. What else is giving them a leg up?
Well, we touched on it earlier, but their commitment to cutting-edge technologies is definitely another key factor.
Right, like optical switching. And what about that co-packaged optics thing? Didn't really get into that.
Oh, yeah, co-packaged optics is another exciting area where they're really pushing the boundaries. Think of it this way. Imagine you're building a high-performance race car.
Okay, I'm following.
You wouldn't want to put the engine miles away from the wheels, right?
You'd want everything as close together as possible for maximum efficiency and speed.
Exactly. And that's kind of what co-packaged optics is all about. It's about bringing the optical components closer to the processor in a data center.
So it's like putting the engine right next to the wheels in the data center world.
You got it. And this has a couple of major benefits. It boosts performance significantly and reduces power consumption.
So it's a win-win situation. More power and less energy use.
Precisely. And while this technology is still in its early stages, Lumentum is one of the companies leading the charge.
So once again, they're not just keeping up with the curve, they're actually defining it.
They are. And they're also doing a great job of managing risk. Remember that second part of their strategy? We were talking about scaling production capacity outside of China.
Right. That's about more than just supply chain resilience. It's also about navigating all the geopolitical uncertainty out there.
Exactly. They're diversifying their manufacturing footprint to minimize their exposure to potential disruptions.
It's like they're playing chess while everyone else is playing checkers. They're thinking several moves ahead.
That's a great analogy because they're not just reacting to the current situation, they're actively planning for the future.
And that forward-thinking approach is probably a big part of what's attracting investors.
It definitely is. Investors are always looking for companies that are not just performing well today, but also have a solid plan for continued success in the years to come.
And it sounds like Lumentum is checking all those boxes. Strong performance, innovative technologies, smart strategies, and a keen eye on managing risk.
They are. And that combination is pretty rare. You don't see it every day.
No, you don't.
Okay.
So we've talked about Lumentum's impressive growth, their smart strategies, and their innovative technology. But let's get down to brass tacks. What about the financial nitty-gritty?
Ah, yes, the numbers. That's where the rubber really meets the road, right?
Exactly. As exciting as all this other stuff is, a company's long-term success ultimately depends on its financial performance.
Couldn't agree more. So let's take a closer look at the numbers and see what they tell us about Lumentum's financial health and future prospects. All right, so let's dive into those numbers. One of the things that really jumps out is their gross margins. They're expecting those to improve throughout the year.
Yeah, we touched on that earlier, but it's definitely worth repeating, especially with their target operating margin of 17% to 20% once they hit that $600 million quarterly revenue goal.
Yeah.
That's a pretty clear signal that they're serious about profitability.
Absolutely. And that focus on profitable growth is music to investors' ears.
Right. It shows they're not just chasing short-term gains. They're building a sustainable business for the long haul.
Exactly. They're playing the long game.
So we've taken a close look at Lumentum's earnings. We've analyzed their strategy. We've explored their technology. But what does all this mean for our listeners? Why should they care about Lumentum's success?
That's the key question, isn't it? Lumentum's story isn't just about one company. It's a glimpse into the future of technology.
So it's bigger than just their bottom line.
It is. Their performance really highlights the crucial role that photonics is playing in the AI revolution.
So understanding Lumentum's journey helps us understand the larger trends that are shaping the tech world.
Exactly. As AI becomes more and more integrated into our lives, the demand for these high-speed, energy-efficient components that Lumentum produces is only going to increase.
So whether you're an investor, a tech enthusiast, or just someone who's curious about the future, Lumentum's story offers valuable insights.
It does. It's a fascinating case study.
It really is. It's like a microcosm of the whole AI ecosystem.
Yeah.
You can see the innovation, the challenges, the incredible potential all playing out in one company's journey.
Exactly. It shows how important it is to have a clear vision, a willingness to adapt, and a commitment to pushing the boundaries of technology.
Well, folks, that brings us to the end of our deep dive into Lumentum's impressive Q1 earnings.
It's been a pleasure breaking this down with you.
Likewise, I think we uncovered some fascinating insights, explored some cutting-edge tech, and hopefully gave you some food for thought.
Absolutely.
And as we wrap up, here's one final thought for you to consider. If Lumentum can hit those ambitious revenue targets, what does that tell us about the potential of the AI hardware market in the years ahead? It's a question worth pondering as we navigate this exciting and rapidly evolving technological landscape.
It certainly is. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
Until next time, stay curious.